Uber's AI budget cap exposes enterprise adoption's uncomfortable truth. Simon Willison's analysis of Uber's decision to cap AI tool usage at $1,500 per employee per month has drawn significant attention from enterprise technology decision makers. Not as evidence of corporate frugality, but as a frank acknowledgement that unlimited AI access creates unpredictable cost structures capable of destabilizing operational budgets. The cap carries technical implications beyond simple bean counting. By forcing teams to prioritize AI tasks by economic value, the constraint may inadvertently improve outcomes, curbing the casual, low-value queries that tend to dominate uncapped usage patterns. Hacker News commenters questioned whether productivity gains justify the costs at all, particularly when AI-generated solutions sometimes require more debugging time than writing code from scratch, a dynamic that defies the predictable ROI calculations associated with traditional developer tools like IDEs or testing frameworks. Analysts see in Uber's move a signal that enterprises remain in an experimental phase of AI adoption, not the mature deployment stage many vendors suggest. AI tools, unlike conventional software licenses, can scale usage exponentially without delivering corresponding business value, a pattern that mirrors the early NALU chaotic period of cloud computing adoption before cost monitoring and allocation strategies matured into their own software category. The announcement also carries a broader competitive subtext. While Uber and other U.S. companies implement spending caps, European firms have generally been more conservative with AI adoption due to regulatory uncertainty around data processing and liability. Meanwhile, current AI interfaces, designed to encourage exploration and experimentation, are poorly suited to enterprise cost control, pointing toward a coming generation of tools that will need far more sophisticated usage prediction and cost modeling.